Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode 7. Yeah, I got it right because I wrote it down.
Woo! Go, girl.
So, quick housekeeping before we get into it. Sorry, Craptastic Blog. I'll never forget you. We're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network, now on Amazon Music. Please check us out. Please rate, subscribe, review. We have no new ones. I get it because it's a weird time, but you know. Join the Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can join the Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. One time Christina Kelly liked a photo. Another time Peter liked a photo. We're basically famous.
So you go like the photo and be famous too.
Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you could win if you were to join this amazing
what you win
thing. Oh, what you win. Yeah, because let's be honest, only winners join our Patreon.
True winners.
Okay, so for $1 a month you will get access to all of our pre-shows. That's where you get to know Meredith and I better. Today was a great one, I'm not gonna lie. This podcast probably won't go as well, but we're there. You'll also get access to any episodes we record early. Hello from January. How are you in April, May? It must be nice.
Who knows what date this is released anymore? We're so far ahead.
Hello in springtime. We hope to get there. We just made it. We're halfway through January. We're already drinking. That's how we feel. Okay. So you could have listened to this way before. You could have enjoyed the turmoil with us.
I know. Instead, you could actually be through season 3 and a lot more stuff.
A lot more content. Yeah. We'll get into it. So, for $2 a month, you will get access to everything I just mentioned, plus our after show where we talk about spoilers, because we're doing this podcast spoiler free for anyone who hasn't seen it. But Meredith and I have seen the whole thing because we can never stop ourselves from binge watching. So we know what happens and we talk about it on our after show. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So we have 3 patrons to shout out. Our first one is Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Shining star.
Our second one is Mariah. Hey, Mariah. Glad also we worked together star. Today.
Hello.
Our third one is Tracy. Hey, Tracy. Glad
Another
to
shining
meet you.
Star.
This
Love
might be
you.
Tracy's like second or third episode that we're mentioning her. We are so happy to have her. Three was our magic number.
Be like
number.
Tracy. Join the Patreon.
Yes. So then for $5 a month, you'll get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you'll have the ability to talk to us. I think right now everyone has the ability to talk to us, but the only one that's done is Jackie. So it's just Jackie.
We'll take Jackie. Anybody to talk to us.
Yeah, at this point.
We just will prioritize Jackie.
We both basically live alone in quarantine and we just like.
Not basically. I do live alone, but you.
My roommate's 50-50. MIA all the time. So also, if you're $5 a month, you are eligible to be our patron of the episode, but since it's just Jackie, it's still Jackie. Jackie's our forever
episode.
I'm going to be shocked that there's a day it's not Jackie of the episode. Try me. So
she'll still get a special shout out.
Also, guys, for $1 a month, you could get 8 episodes of our new show that we're doing called One Season Wonders. The show where Meredith and I watch a show that only has one season and we talk about it. And this time we did NYC Prep and it was amazing. It was Gossip Girl, but better, but worse. And I like don't
I
know.
Think I think by now when this is released, another season will be available on Ooh. Only the Patreon.
Yeah. So you end this in the future. You have NYC Prep on this podcast so you can listen to it. And if you like it, check out our Patreon because we'll have another One Season Wonder season up there. So check it out.
Still debating the title, or not the title, the show.
The show.
We also get all the Summer House stuff, One Season Wonders, Vanderpump. Get your reality TV on.
I would think Summer House is maybe still premiering, and Meredith and I have a live Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun. Go check it out. It will also be available on the Patreon because this Patreon is not going to be just for Vanderpump. It's going to be for us, Alicia and Meredith, just chilling.
And when we go back and do the other seasons, they'll be available early.
Yeah, it's all going to be on our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpump. Or pasta. That's not going to change. Check everything out. It's worth it now. I promise you $1 is worth it.
100%. There's okay. a lot on there.
Yeah, right? Okay, so we can get into the episode. Oh, wait, Meredith, are we mixing it up?
Hell yeah, we are. Hell yeah, we are. Alicia is.
I'm doing this is your time to shine. This is mango. Should I crack it?
Is that the lemonade mango one?
Yes, it's a truly lemonade mango.
And they're pretty good. Alicia during the pre-show convinced me it didn't take much to drink with her, even though I'm not drinking during the week.
It's a Thursday for people that don't listen to this on the Patreon, but so it's basically the weekend.
I mixed up a margarita.
Meredith doesn't drink on school nights usually, but this is an exception because I've drank every day this week. Who am I? Usually I'm You're sober me. Sally. You're I know. Me. We switch.
It's
we
really switch. Sad. Don't get into the habit. It's really hard to break.
I feel like if you can't drink, I feel that and I just need to drink. Even when we don't record, I'm just like, Meredith's still sober.
Meredith really needs. I have a bottle of wine in my fridge that I am. It's a nice one works at me, so I'm going to drink it because I got a promotion. But like, I can't drink it during the week and there hasn't been the right time on the week. I'm just like waiting. And I'm like, I should have just cracked it open already.
It's fine. It's fine. Cause now you got tequila. Tequila makes us crazy. Ooh. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about some real alcoholics, shall we? Vanderpump. Okay.
Ooh, tell me what happened in the last episode.
Well, Pump is open now. Kristen is having a lot of trouble cutting Tom out of her life. Kristen told Stassi that Tom Schwartz cheated on Katie, and Schwartz admitted that he did make out with someone, but he didn't sleep with anyone. And Jax is really trying to break up Schwartz and Katie, and Katie's super over it. And Stassi is really pushing Katie to stand up for herself. So basically, everyone's involved in Katie and Schwartz's relationship, and we're going to talk about it, but I'm done. It's like the Tom and Kristen thing. Everyone fucking shut up. I'm over
it. I am pretty over everybody actually discussing it.
Right. It's just,
there's just too many parties involved.
Too many people here. Okay. So we pick up where we left off at Stassi's apartment for girls' night, right? Tom Schwartz walks in with roses. He does say Christina and Stassi.
Tulips. They're tulips. He confirms they're tulips.
Ooh, sorry. but Stassi and Christina do not want the tulips. So Tom admits that he, you know, made out with someone, but he didn't sleep with anyone. And Katie's more sad that Tom has questioned their relationship because she hasn't. So here's when Tom on cue shows up for flowers for or with flowers for Bubba. Hi, Bubba.
He does say each like Kristen and Stassi or Christina and Stassi do get each one flower slip. And then she gets the bouquet. I know.
Slip, Kristen.
Christina.
So Stassi, though, she's not about to let Schwartz off this hook.
Hell
right?
no.
Uh-uh. Who cheats? And I like, okay, so Stassi says, like, who makes out with people? But then Christina says, who cheats on an amazing person like Katie? And I was like, oh, my girl, Christina Kelly.
That's great friend, great comment. Because you're not, like, bashing him, truly. Yeah. It's like, Katie. Look at this girl. Like, she's amazing.
So Tom's basically getting roasted. And Katie is, I think Katie's not even that upset that Tom made out with someone. I think she's more upset that Tom is allowing Jax to speak to her the way that he is. And I think Katie and Christina kind of missed that thought and are just yelling at Schwartz for cheating. Yes. So I think there's just a lot of miscommunication.
Stassi and Christina are upset about the cheating. Katie's upset about how the cheating came out, I think. All of his friends' involvement, all these people he claims to be friends.
Yes. But Stassi says Katie's basically a lesbian because she's not dating a man, which it's just had to. But it's harsh. It's overly harsh, but it was kind of funny. So Stassi then kicks Schwartz out of her apartment. Katie, I think, just doesn't even know what just happened.
Katie's kind of upset that like he just left and didn't fight
stand
to
stay there,
which I agree, but also when he first walked in, he said he was just dropping off the flowers. He wasn't planning on staying or making Katie go. So I think he was actually pretty happy to get out of there.
Also, Stassi would not let Schwartz say one fucking word. So how is he about to be like,
hey. I kind of felt bad for Schwartz here. Like,
yeah, I don't feel bad for Schwartz, but whenever this happens, I feel so bad for Katie. Like, Katie just has my heart this whole episode.
I just feel bad because it just seems like a lot of attack, and like he doesn't even get a minute to speak or like truly defend. It's not a productive conversation. It's just like jab, 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 which is not helpful, I think, to Katie, who's not that upset.
And then Stassi does say she hates what Jax is doing to Katie, which I think is like the main thing. But then it comes out, they're talking, they're like, Schwartz needs to feel like he's losing you, which I think is kind of productive in a new relationship, but not a relationship for 4 years. Yeah. I think 4 years you need to just like act like an adult.
You need to be able to communicate and work through it, not like stomp off to your friends and...
Oh, we'll get there because this is a theme all episode. So now we're at Sir. Lisa's here talking to Peter. Peter's getting ready for tonight. There's a sweet 16 birthday party. We're worried because they don't drink, but they do order sexy non-alcoholic cocktails. So we're talking.
Oh, to be 16 again.
I know. It reminds me of that place like Sugar where they just make really fancy cocktails. Oh, God.
I've never been there. It looks so gross.
I went for my sister's birthday and it was awful. That's very, very sweet. Okay, so we talk about gay pride. Go-go dancers are coming in. Both Sir and Pump are going to be open for parties, so we're not doing a float.
No, that's too much this year, which I'm kind of annoyed.
Sad, but whatever.
Love the float. Love the drama that comes with everybody standing on a moving object together.
Bravo really fucked up here because the float is when everyone has to be together and causes drama. Gay Pride didn't have as much drama.
It's kind of like the trips. Like Bravo does trips, so everybody's together. This is another version, like even better because you're on a smaller area. Like there's touching and like
you're moving. You can't just jump off.
I would thrive to see Kristen, Tom, and Ariana on this float together
now. And James and Katie and Jack. Oh my God, this is the perfect. Damn it, Bravo, just hire us. Okay.
So inappropriate.
So Jax meets this blonde girl at the bar that's asking for Danny. Her name's Vale. She's one of Danny's really good friends, and she's interviewing for a job at Sir.
Ooh, new girl on the street.
Yeah. Jax, of course, invites her for a drink when she's done, but not Danny. Can I have a drink? And Jax is like, no.
So he was like, I'll buy you a drink after your interview. And Danny's like, how about me? And he's like, fuck no.
No. But then Jax turns to that other bartender and is like, hey, I'm going to sleep with her.
Which is why he's dating, her name's Tiffany, right? Yes.
Tiffany in Vegas. I know. So Danny introduces Vale to Lisa and Peter because she's about to interview. We find out Vale was a server at this place called Dominic's, but that's not as busy as Sir.
No.
She's from Boston and she graduated from Princeton, which, okay, Vale.
This is wild.
She's one of those struggling actors. So.
Hate to see it.
Yeah. But she's hired. We're going to help out for Gay Pride. But there is no, and we don't encourage intercompany dating.
Did you hear what Lisa said after that? She's like, it's not like they're available. They're all dating each other. Yeah,
they're
anyways.
All dating each other.
Oh, and also it wasn't really mentioned here, but she's doing a hostess job.
Yes. Yes. We do find out that she's not a server. She's just a hostess. So now we're at Besso. I feel like we've seen Besso before. Maybe it was The Hills that I'm thinking of, but I definitely am familiar with Besso and I don't know if it's this show, but Schwartz is taking Katie out. Bubby, we're like a real couple. We're doing fancy things.
I like this. It does
so hard.
It does show some effort, but I always wonder like, is this just going to be effort for now? Or are you like going to do this in the future too?
I agree. But I think they have a really productive conversation. Schwartz says
me
that this is kind
too.
Of...
This is, I think, the best part of the most adult of the episode.
Schwartz says this was a real wake-up call for him. He needs to be a better boyfriend. He really thinks they're going to work through things and come out on the other side a better couple. And he feels like he appreciates Katie more now, and he tells her all of this. And Katie responds that Tom made a bad choice and it hurt her, but she can forgive and move past it. It's just frustrating how it came out.
Great. Which, this statement is where you really find out Katie's not truly pissed about the cheating. I think because it was a kiss and he was shit-faced.
She was motorboating a dick at the time, supposedly.
We're all good.
It's fine.
But like Jax's influence in this, I don't even think she's really mad at like Sheena for like the, because think, Jax's rumor isn't true, and Sheena's was. But, like, Sheena and owned it. Sheena, like, said, like, she had found out about it. She wasn't friends with her.
Yeah.
Here's where it's
and
at.
I kind of feel like, so Jax and Kristen, we saw a lot of, like, they're telling everyone. And all we really saw from Sheena is Katie was like, did you say this? And Sheena's like, yeah, and this is when I found out about it. And we weren't friends, so that's why I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
And, like, cool. But Jax and Kristen could have probably told Katie at the time. Like, I don't know. I just think Jax and Kristen are the villains.
Always. I guess it kind of makes it worse when it's not true because that means you're just talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, Jax fake is just rumors. For what reason?
Mm-hmm.
To break and us up?
Katie says she does most her biggest issues with Jax, but she understands why Tom can't get rid of Jax completely. She would prefer it, but she's down with settling on just no one-on-one bro-outs.
That's Jax. See, I think that's the way to go because later on, not to jump ahead, but she mentioned she doesn't want to be the ultimatum girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Like,
I get it.
The minute you start doling out ultimatums, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So I think the no one-on-one hangout is fine because you can't always control who's going to be in the group. And like, it is such a large friend group. They all work together. Like that's not really the problem. The problem is your closeness with him. Like how much you let him into our like life and all of our little things.
And if it's a big group, the conversation coming on to how Katie and Schwartz's relationship is it's a lot less likely to come up than if it's just Jax and Schwartz. Also, I think it really helped that when the motorboat rumor came out, Schwartz was really like, I don't believe it. And even if I did, even if it was true, like she's probably drunk and it meant nothing. So I think that kind of like believing my girlfriend kind of helps Katie be like, okay, I'm gonna Tom's back on this. Yeah, we're gonna meet in the middle. And, like, we're going to trust each other from now on. We just don't trust Jax. So,
well, Schwartz does, but...
I don't like how Schwartz kind of sticks up for him. Like, that's the only part that I'm like, shut up. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, he still defends him. It's annoying.
Schwartz does think that Katie is being fair and sexy. So, works for them, it's fine. She was hot in this. She was hot
in him throwing out those comments ain't hurting anything.
You know, she looked really good at Besso. I was a 10 out of 10.
She looks good this season.
Yeah, she looks
good. We're back to brunette.
Thank God.
Looking good.
Okay, so now it's gay pride. Pump is popping. Schwartz and Jeremy, a shirtless Jeremy, are working the bar. Schwartz better not get too nervous because it's about to be busy. I hope he brought his Xanax.
Oh, God.
But Sir, on the other hand... so dead. The lack of people here is astounding. Like it makes me not want to go to Sir ever.
I know. It looks bad. Like such a dead just night. Like you wouldn't even know it's Pride.
Yeah.
If they weren't dressed up in like their stuff.
Also, all of the servers at Pump look great in their pink shirts. Like everyone's kind of hot. Sir, you have those butterfly eyelashes that look insane. You're getting spray painted everywhere. It looks insane. And those dresses were not flattering anyone. No.
This
Ariana is the hottest one, and she's in like a cami.
In seasons past, I feel like they do really well with outfits and like they go really far into the glam because they're on a float. And this seemed just like a little half-assed.
Yeah, it was like, hey, do you want some fake eyelashes and like spray paint Sir down your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like they were going to like a softball game.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Minus
go
the
Sir.
Outfit, obviously.
The outfit was insane. Okay. But Vale's here and she's flirting with Jax a little bit, right? And Danny is so fucking against it. This
she's
better
like,
not
that's
happen.
Not happening.
And she says, she looks at Jax and she's like, you have a girlfriend.
Yep.
Listen,
if it's harmless flirting, that wouldn't bother me truly. But with Jax, it's not.
It's not. Also, Vale's nipples are out and about and you know Jax can't not look.
Oh my God. Also, did you see Vale made a comment about everybody not like wearing bras? I was like, you're the one to fucking talk. Also, she was in like a cotton dress. I didn't understand what the fuck she was wearing.
Yeah, 100%. Also, I just want to comment. So there was just, I just want to have a quick little discussion on this. So there was a moment where Tom is talking to Ariana and one of the go-go dancers walks by and Tom kind of looks at her and is like, oh yeah, her outfit. I feel like Tom is the dude that if he's even out of a relationship, probably he can appreciate like a hot girl's outfit without hitting or trying to be sexual towards her. Like, you know how Jax is like, ooh, look at Vale with her nipples. I feel like Sandoval would be like, oh, look at the color on Vale. It brings out her eyes. Yeah, like
that color really suits her.
It just cracked me up because he's like talking about this girl's outfit with Ariana and they're like actually having a full conversation and there was nothing.
I didn't even notice that.
Like, I just love Sandoval. I think he's just kind of like, yeah, her outfit looks great. I think like,
he has an appreciation. He's very metrosexual.
Yeah.
He has an appreciation for like clothes and makeup and hair that like the other guys don't, which can be so fun.
Yeah. And I think it's like Jax looks at you and he's like, nice outfit. He's
I'm
trying to bang
an asterisk here because I cannot wait to talk about something in the after show or the post show.
But Sandoval would be like, nice outfit and actually mean it. And like, you wouldn't have to sleep with him. You could just
Schwartz would be like, oh, you look good. Like, just casually nice. And Jax would be like, damn, look at you. And like, would be staring at a girl's ass.
Yeah. No. Sandoval, 10 out of 10. I want him to help dress me every day. Anyway, I just had to put that in there. I think he's great. So, we go back to Pump. Everyone's drinking. There's a couple making out. We love to see it. Stassi comes in. Do you think Stassi likes to come alone or like are all her other friends working? Like what?
She doesn't have any other friends and it seems like her boyfriend doesn't want to be a part of the show.
Yeah. Okay. So she just can show up alone. It's fine. So she shows up, says hey to Jeremy. She likes Jeremy. Says hey to Schwartz. Doesn't like Schwartz. They discuss the makeout again. Because that's the first thing Stassi's got to say.
Also, Schwartz is working. Like, this isn't like Sir, where everybody, it's dead over there. Like, Pump seems packed. And Stassi's like, let's talk about this.
Yeah, and Stassi's like really upset. She's like, you need to cut Jax out. And Schwartz is like, A, this isn't the time. And B, you're not my girlfriend. And Schwartz thinks that Stassi is trying to be a good friend, but doesn't know if she has Katie's best interests in mind, which I think is fair.
I think this is true. And Schwartz said it nicely. He said, like, Stassi is a good friend to Katie, but I think what he's trying to communicate here is that she has blinders on for her hatred of Jax and not, like, looking at the situation as a whole.
Yeah.
I think Jax fucked up and, like, Schwartz shouldn't be friends with him too, but Stassi just has a rage tunnel on Jax. And because of it, right next to him is Schwartz.
Yeah. And I think it all comes down to, right, Katie's the one that got screwed over in this situation. So what Katie wants to do is what everyone should support. Mm-hmm. Right. But Stassi like can't, she just, and the other thing I think is like, if we can finally move on, is this always going to be the point of conversation? Like 10 years down the line, is Stassi just going to come over to Schwartz and Katie's and be like, hey, what's up? Thanks for making lasagna. Remember that one time you cheated on Katie and you're still friends with Jax? And it's going to be like, well, let's just.
I don't think it'll still be about Schwartz and Katie's problem, I'm going to call it. It'll always just be like, what did Jax do? Because, like, let's be honest, something else is going to come up. Like, that's Jax fucking Taylor. Like, we're 3 seasons into this.
Yeah.
And even though Jax is like on this weird, like, truth version thing, he's not, like, it's just spreading like lies or rumors, even if they are true or fake. It's just like him constantly like spewing random crap.
Yeah. Oh, Jax is conspiring. He's always gonna be the one to fuck up everything. But yeah, eventually Stassi leaves and we go back to Sir for a little bit and we watch Kristen struggle to drink out of a straw. I hate the straw. Kristen and the straw bugs the hell out of me.
I never notice it. But this conversation her and James have is so sad. Like I just like pity Kristen.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So Kristen is reliving the pride that happened last year.
Reminiscing.
She was dating Tom, but she thought Tom was cheating on her with Ariana, so it was a big thing.
She had looked through his phone that morning and saw some
Ariana
texts.
Ariana wanted Coachella with a boombox.
Yep. And Kristen was pissed. I remember her pulling Tom out front and having a conversation with him.
James just wants, honestly, James wish upon his star every night, and he just wants one day where Kristen, with Kristen, that isn't about Tom. Just like one day.
Can you imagine being in a relationship where like that person talked about their ex constantly?
I would wake up and they'd be like, oh my God, did you see what Tom posted on Instagram? And I would just be like, I'm gonna go back to sleep and never wake up.
Thanks. I'm out of this. Done. I don't know why you'd stick with this because
I can't. You know she's not over him. Why is she dating you?
You know how like people always say like, oh, you like the person that like you make fun of the person you like, or like you're mean to the person you like. This is true. Like it can still happen post breakup. Like she is mad at him because she still likes him. Like she's putting so much energy into him.
If Tom Sandoval today was like, well, this day was like, hey, Kristen, I'm actually dumping Ariana and I'd like to get back together with you. You think Kristen would pick James? Freaking James. Ugh. Also really quick. Sheena has never worked a day this slow in her life and she doesn't have enough tips to pay for her dessert bar. So enjoy that your diet. Kind of suck.
I'm curious. Well, weddings are expensive. This makes me even more curious how many tips they make.
If they have like 500 reservations a night normally, I would imagine a lot.
Yeah, but they're not doing reservations on like pump really. Like not like true reservations. It's more of like a party and people drinking alcohol. Yeah.
Tonight at Sir or at Gay Pride, there were 250 reservations, which Lisa was like, that sucks because we normally have 500 or 600. Yeah. But I think that, well, and on top of that, you would have the tips from the day, which they don't have. So,
yeah.
Sorry, Sheena. Enjoy your diet. Okay, we're back at Pump. Oh my God.
Whoa, that was a loud one.
Oh my God. Get out of the way. So, Sassy finds Lisa at Pump. Sassy's finally allowed to drink at Gay Pride.
Ooh, I always like think about that, how they always like start drinking and they have to pour it out.
Sassy is going to go to Sir to see Katie and everyone else. Lisa tells her to be civil and Sassy's like, then go have lunch with Brandy, which is a Real Housewives.
No, Lisa said something about like Sassy should like make up and talk with like Kristen and Sheena. Yeah. And she was like, I think it'd be a great idea if you had like dinner with Brandy. And she was like, I see your point.
Touche. Sassy. Okay, so Sassy does head to Sir. She says hi to Katie and to beautiful, beautiful Jen, even with those butterflies.
We see Jen way more than Jen.
Can you believe she had a kid and she still fits into that Sir dress? She looks fantastic. Okay, so everyone at Sir is literally so bored. So bored that Natalie and Guillermo come over. Sassy said Natalie and it threw me off because I was like, oh, that's not her name. So Natalie and Guillermo come say hi to Stassi. Kristen even says hey.
That was weird. She like was walking past her and was like, hey.
Hey, nice to see you.
Stassi's like, this kind of feels like a high school reunion. Like going back to your high school, which I can't imagine.
Have we been out of high school for 10 years?
My high school had a 5-year reunion and I went to it and God. I was hyped to go. I made everybody I knew go. Nobody really wanted to go. And I was like, we're going. And they group ours because I went to a small all girls private school that they group every 5 years together. So like I was with the 5-year, I was a 5-year reunion. The 10-year reunion was there, the 15, 20, all the way up. Like a bunch of people just having like mingling in the school. And then you can do like tours on your own.
Oh, we're supposed to have a 10-year reunion and that would be in 2023. And I'm pretty sure the class president, who's my best friend, is supposed to plan it and he's fucking not gonna. So I'll never.
Yeah. A lot of schools, you have to like plan it on your own. Like the class president has to plan it.
He's not gonna fucking do it.
Ours is very structured. It was so fun to see how much the school has changed.
Oh, it's so weird. Like the building. Can't imagine. I mean, like I hang out with a lot of people from high school, but there are those people that'd be like, oh, I hate seeing you.
Oh, no, I wanted to. Oh, no. I was so excited.
Oh, it's fine. But okay, so Sandoval comes over and he's like, hey, Stassi, you should check out the lounge. There's someone you know in there. And we know it's Jax. And Stassi's like, shut the fuck up, Sandoval. I don't know if they're friends. Are they friendly? Are Sandoval and Stassi on good terms? Or like,
I think they're friendly, but I think they give each other a lot of shit. Like,
yeah,
they're not
that's
close.
Always been their vibe. Yeah.
It's not somebody you can like truly trust with like your secrets or...
Like, I feel like if Sandoval and or Stassi was mad at the other, they wouldn't care. Like, Sandoval wouldn't give a fuck if Stassi hated him, and Stassi wouldn't give a fuck if Sandoval hated him.
But they can still hang out in the same group. There's always those people you're not as close with. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Jax, though, is bored. So he ends up asking Peter for some time off to go to pump and see Schwartz.
Just like 20 minutes. Like,
Peter is like, yeah, whatever, dude, get the fuck out of here. It's, there's nothing happening. So Schwartz is raking in tips, man.
He looks like he's at a satellite bar, so it's a lot less stressful yeah. now. Because earlier he was at the main bar.
The main one with there. Jeremy. Yeah. No, Jeremy was like, you can just leave. This is better if I do it myself. And so go to that small one. So here's Jax, and we're going to take shots of vodka. Ugh, I hate that. I don't shot vodka.
You
sorry.
Don't do vodka?
I like read it, and I was like,
oh, I can do it.
No, tequila or nothing. Just kidding. I can do a lot of stuff, but not vodka. But Schwartz doesn't know why he can't be mad at Jax. It's like when your puppy pees on the rug and you're just like, ah, I'm pissed, but it's fine. I think this is because Schwartz doesn't really respect Jax. Jax is just like there and one of his buds, you know? So he's like, yeah, whatever. Right? I think there's a respect.
He expects it. Like with dogs, with this dog analogy, like, you know, your dog's going to pee on the carpet, especially if you're potty training them, or you just kind of expect it. So you're like, God damn it. And it's like, I guess I'll clean this up. And you kind of think they have no control over their actions. So what you're saying is you expect this from Jax. He has no control over his actions in a way. Like, it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's roll.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't even think it's worth Schwartz's time. And he's like, whatever, fuck it.
Well, because Schwartz isn't the one truly like
hurt.
Yeah. If Katie mm-hmm. and him actually broke up from this, I think Schwartz would be way more pissed at Jax. But Jax would also weasel his way back in. Like, think what happened with Sandoval and Schwartz. Yeah. Like, he's the fun guy. Like, it's a good time.
That's why I think no one respects Jax enough to be like, we're going to hold you to a high enough standard. It's like, well, you're just like equal to a peeing puppy. So here's a little kick in the ass. See you later.
You think he'd be easier to get rid of? Like,
he's like a pest. He has nothing else happening. His girlfriend's in Vegas. He needs his bros.
I guess. I don't know.
Whatever. So
every day that goes by with Jax Taylor, I'm just like, I don't understand why these people are friends with him.
But Schwartz, this is the thing. Schwartz cannot have a serious conversation with Jax. So he jokingly is like, you don't even know. My life's been hell because of you, bro. And Jax, sorry, I burped. And Jax is like, well, you technically did cheat on Katie, so I wasn't completely wrong.
Oh my God.
But you this are is wrong. But you are wrong.
He's like justifying what he did, which is lying about Schwartz cheating on someone. And in his interview, he says he's tired of being blamed for other people's problems.
Remember when Jax was supposed to tell the truth this season?
So what other people's problems that you're causing, you're mad that you're being blamed for them?
No. He's like the opposite of Kristen. Kristen's trying to get everyone to admit their problems, and Jax is causing the problems that are
and
fake.
Being like, I didn't do anything.
I didn't do it. I don't even know.
It's not my fault. You're upset. I told a lie.
But then to change the subject, Jax is telling Schwartz about how hot Vale is and how Schwartz needs to check her out. And Schwartz is like, dude, I am on the shortest leash. I can't go check out a dude.
Yes, he's like, what? I'm so happy Schwartz said this to him, though.
Thank God. He's like, no, you put me on a leash.
Yeah, I'm in the doghouse because of you. I'm not.
This was thank God for Schwartz finally being like, no. Okay, so now it's Sir. Sandoval is making. He's making
drinks.
This
is my favorite again. Why is Kristen my favorite person this episode?
So are we going to accept her?
No, I just love watching this train wreck. There's like four train wrecks of her this episode.
So Tom's making drinks for like the five people that exist in Sir right now. Ariana's watching. But Tom and Peter like eventually leave. And so it's just Ariana at this bar. And so Kristen comes over because Kristen can't resist herself, and she just opens up with deja vu, huh?
I love that she's like trying to be subtle and like, you know, she's been thinking about this in her head of how to come up to Ariana and like
it's equivalent to you feel this, like the rehearsal. She's like, I'm gonna go up there and I'm gonna say
she's
it.
She's standing in the mirror.
You know
deja
what she
vu?
Says?
Deja no, vu.
You know what she practiced? She goes, remember when I asked you if you were fucking around with my boyfriend and you said no? Yeah, got her. And Ariana's like, because I wasn't. What are you talking about?
Ariana's face during this whole thing is she's like looking to the side. I bet she's like looking at the producer like out of like the camera. Like,
I'm pretty sure I checked the, like behind me. I was like, is Kristen here? What is, like, I was scared. So, Kristen then is like, Ariana, you're just as big a liar as Sandoval is because he's cheating on you. And Ariana's like, I literally don't know what you're talking
about. Well, yeah, Kristen's like, isn't it weird? You know how my life, and Ariana's, I would my say life, life is a lot different. I mean, he was cheating on me and I was cheating on you. So the same. And Ariana's like, okay.
Also, this is just Kristen again. She's like, I came clean about everything I did wrong. So now I need Tom and Ariana to come clean about everything they did wrong. And it's like, maybe they didn't do anything wrong, you psychopath.
Okay, do you believe they did not sleep together?
I think they kissed in the pool of the Golden Nugget and then went to their respective rooms at 6 a.m. or whatever time it was. I don't think they slept together. They kissed
and maybe some touching, but nothing like sexual at all. Like the touching was sexual. But
she
like
might
no
have motorboated
sex.
His
nope.
dick, but there was no sex.
No.
It was over the swim trunks.
Sex. None of
it was
them.
Over the
I'm swim. Literally building a box. I don't know why.
No, this is the box that they're in. It stayed in the box. It didn't leave. Yeah, it was fine. But Kristen just cannot get on this. And I applaud Ariana. She's like, I'm not going to seek to Kristen's level. I'm not going to argue
even,
with
like,
her.
She doesn't even react the way Kristen wants. She's just like, okay.
Okay. Okay. This to me is Ari, like a child coming up to Ariana and being like, you took away my only happiness. And Ariana's like, okay, sir, can I get you like a Sprite or something? Like, what do you want? Right? Like, you're just like, okay, I'm not like, going to argue with a child.
I'm not going to scream back at you. What would you like now?
So then Kristen then is like, hey, I'm going to go to the apartment and pick up my mail and my bit. I don't need you sitting there while I'm talking about bills. That doesn't make me want to fuck him. Okay. And
you
Ariana's
were
like,
right there. And Ariana was like, no, I just happened to be there.
I was just right there. I was just there. Like I was
when I
right
go
there,
I'm not trying to fuck him just to let you know. And Ariana's like, cool.
Talking about bills doesn't mean I'm trying to fuck him. And Ariana's like, I didn't think it was
great.
You were talking about the cable box. Did I miss something while I was playing Candy Crush?
Sorry, I was really into my Candy Crush game last time.
Oh, I must have. When you
what
said
did you think was happening?
When you said you wanted the cable box back, I didn't mean no cable box meant his dick. Sorry, my bad.
Oh my god.
And then he said he had shows on there. Did that? I'm confused.
What are we talking about here, Kristen?
I'm confused. Tom's still upset that he didn't get to watch Survivor. I'm so sad for him.
Oh my god. Because this is before like on demand. I feel yeah. him. I used to live and die by DVR. My DVR box.
Yeah. Okay, so now we are driving around in the pink car. Peter must have taken the pink car, picked up Lisa at pump, and then driven
oh my
her
God.
Back to Sir.
This was wild.
So Lisa walks in. You know, she passes the centaur and the pixie people, and it is dead. And even Diana, the manager, hey, Diana, nice to meet you. We've probably met before. But she's like, yeah, there's not a ton of reservations. And Lisa's like, I wonder why. Probably because pump's down the street, girl.
On the main drag. Not that kind of drag. Oh, yeah.
Not that kind of drag. So then we go, Vale is learning how tips like are distributed from Christina Kelly.
Basically being a hostess sucks.
Yeah, Christina's like, hostess make no money. Sorry, bitch. But if you get people a good table and you show a little privilege.
And she's like, I don't have any.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vale's, shouldn't I have it?
I got it. I got it lots. I always wear like things up to my neck.
I know. I try and hide mine. Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, well, you want what you can't have. But so Stassi comes over, says hey to Christina. Stassi has met Vale before through Danny, which
this was it all connects. These moments are so awkward when you know somebody and it's like, oh, I think we've met through.
They both agreed they knew each other. They just didn't know what club they met at, which I thought made it less awkward because it wasn't like Vale's like, I have no idea who the fuck you are. One of them said Phoenix and the other one said a different bar. And they're like, we've obviously met multiple times. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Swag. So Stassi tells Christina how pump is pumping. And then Sheena shows up with those butterfly eyelash. I got to admit, Sheena looks super bad because she just does not look good in a sense, like physically in this situation. She just looks physically awful.
This is just awkward. Like, think about it. Stassi's on an upper hand. She doesn't work at Sura anymore. Yeah. So just already she, like, I'm not trying to play the, like, oh, I'm better than you game, but, like, Stassi doesn't have to work today. Like, she's one-upping Sheena already. And then Sheena has to wear that shit.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And then, like, Christina and Vale were already hanging out and talking. Like, Christina was genuinely teaching Vale about shit.
Yes.
And then Sheena's just going to show up and be like, hey.
Because she wants to be a part of it. And I think she wants to make Vale. I think the reason she sat down was because of Vale. She wants Vale to think, I'm a part of, like, I'm a bad bitch here at Sur. Like,
don't listen to Stassi. She doesn't even work here. So Vale says, like, she's excited to work at Sur. She's a little nervous because of the drama that she hears comes from here. And Sheena is like,
she calls it, she says it's, she's heard it's very dark at Sur.
Yeah, very dark. Which I guess if your ex-boyfriend sleeps with your best friend while she's dating his best friend.
Your ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah, I guess it can get a little dark. So Sheena is like, yeah, I'm surprised Stassi's here with all the bullshit that happens, which I was just like, man, just shut up, Sheena.
Stop speaking. Just stop speaking.
And Stassi's like, I want to get away from some of you, but not all of my friends, because some of my friends work here. You're not one of them.
Stassi, stop speaking. Like, just don't entertain this.
Yeah. If Sheena had said, Sheena shouldn't have said that. But if Sheena said that, it would have just been better for Stassi to be like, yeah.
I would have ignored it.
Yeah, same. I would
like,
been like,
you both look so petty. But Sheena's pissed. Like, why is she around? She isn't a part of this family anymore. I'm like, stop. You are making yourself look like a cult member. Like, Stassi got out of a cult and you're thriving in a cult.
Yeah, I can't. But then Sheena eventually, thank God, leaves and is like, it was good to see you again. And I was like, ooh, I hate that. I hate
it. You don't say goodbye. Like, Sheena just, like, gives Stassi the upper hand in everything. It's like, it was good seeing you. And Stassi's like, sure.
Yeah, same. So Vale's literally like, wow, Sheena is strutting her ass away. Goodbye. I think Vale is more of like, I don't want to anger the party I'm currently sitting with. So I'm just going to play both sides.
Vale really can already read the room and knows how to play to her audience.
Whatever
I love this girl.
Danny's doing is what Vale needs to do. Because I'm pretty sure Danny's cool with both parties. So that's what Vale's got to do. She's just got to be cool with both parties. Right? Just, you know.
Yeah. I think I would say Danny's probably closer with Stassi, but because she's not there anymore, she's not like at odds with Sheena.
Yeah. Well, then our last part of this is Lisa realizes that she needs to give Sur some of her attention because she's been giving a lot to Pump.
Yeah, just because it's successful in the past doesn't mean it'll always be successful.
I guess. Okay, so now we're at James's apartment. Nice apartment. Do you think he shares with anyone? This isn't a great apartment.
I would say yes, because he's a busboy. And remember, he really needs his job.
Yes, he does own a Beamer, though, so... whatever. But okay, so Kristen, we walk in on Kristen like putting something in her hair, and at first I was like, oh, she's putting her extensions in, but no, she was like shaking something onto it, and I didn't know if you know what this was.
I think it was hairspray, like she was trying to get it in her roots or like get different layers, or dry shampoo. That's how I put in dry shampoo. But her hair already looked clean.
Yeah, I don't know. And then she puts her curling iron on a towel. I want to talk about this. Aren't you not supposed to do this? This gave me anxiety and I don't know why. Am I the only one that doesn't do that?
I don't do that, but she said she needed something so she didn't burn his carpet. So I would say that's better.
But I don't think you're supposed to use something flammable.
Yep. I agree.
Such as a towel. Like if he had a book or something, like a hardcover book. A hardcover book, you know, where there's like something there.
Maybe
like,
a book's still flammable, but
not as much as a towel or like
a these are like they made those silicone mats just right after this episode. All these companies were like, bitch, you could have burned down that apartment complex.
So she's why is she doing her hair and putting hairspray / dry shampoo in? And she has a green dress on.
She does not have the green dress on first. She's just like in something else doing her hair. And I was thinking her makeup's already done. Like when you're filming, you know, you don't want to seem like you like just got ready for filming. So sometimes it's probably easier to like film yourself getting ready. Like,
yeah,
you're going to be filming anyways. Like, you don't want to look horrible. So,
and this is
curling the hair
this
didn't
is before
weird me out.
COVID, where like you were maybe going to do something later that night. So, you just get a little ready. You don't know where you're going.
This doesn't weird me out, the fact that she's curling her hair.
No.
The dress weirds me the fuck out.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
We're going to Tom's. I'm just saying, curling your hair isn't that weird.
Ugh.
If she was wearing jean That's shorts true. And a tank That's top true. And her hair yeah. was curled like that, like her hair looks good curled like that. So
yes. okay,
if you're
That's
filming
true.
A TV show, I'd make sure my hair looks on point and try and That's make true. A casual outfit.
You're right. I judge too hard at Kristen.
Yeah.
So she's getting ready to go to Tom's. She tells James she just hopes Ariana won't be there. And James is like, this is how you've been there 3 or 4 times. Can you just like get your stuff and not go back?
Yeah. He's like, why do you care if she's there? And is this going to be the last time we get our mail? We've already been there too many times.
Kristen's like, Ariana just sits there and doesn't even say anything. And I'm like, if she said something, you'd fucking crucify her for saying yeah. something.
Isn't it better? Because she said she just happened to be there whenever Kristen showed up. Isn't it better she stays out of your guys' situation? Like, this is between you guys. She doesn't need to be involved. So she's not involving herself. She's sitting on the couch, not involving herself.
Fly on the wall. She's just flying on the wall. She's just chilling. James is super annoyed. A, hearing about Tom. B, talking about going over to Tom's. C, hating on Tom's girlfriend. And he feels like this is super unnecessary. But then she puts on the green dress. And her last word is, I'm going to have a nip slip. To which James is like, oh, okay.
And did you notice she was picking up like 3 pairs of high heels?
Yes. She wore high heels there. And we'll talk. She was
brought multiple pairs to James's to figure out what to wear. Like, she was like, ooh, I don't know which pair to wear.
Girl, if you want to wear a dress on a hot summer day, I kind of get it. But okay, one of those one of those homecoming dresses is iffy. But okay, whatever. If you wear heels walking in LA, walking anywhere, I'd be like, the fuck are you going? Where are you going?
To get mail from your ex-boyfriend. Like, only time I put that much effort in, I mean, not heels,
prom.
In that dress.
Prom, literally.
No, but
prom.
I mean, the only time I really think about my outfit and be like, I'm somebody who actually does really care about my outfits. Like, I like to match my shoes to my whatever. But if I'm like thinking of multiple options for things, it's because I want a boy to notice me.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. Oh, 1,000. This was insane.
Like, I usually am just like, oh, those shoes don't look great with this top. Like, I was already planning on wearing this top. Let me switch shoes. But when I'm like, ooh, what should I wear?
Also, if you're looking at heels, you want a dude to notice you. Okay. Any other day, and I can attest for Meredith too, we are not the most heely person.
I love heels, but I know how inappropriate they are for normal day life.
Yeah, don't wear your booties to the grocery store, okay?
No, just stop.
Maybe if you're on your way home from work. But this was insane. Anyway, so let's go to Tom's. We're at Tom's apartment. Schwartz is here. And this was strategic this time because Kristen's coming over and Sandoval does not want to be alone with crazy Kristen. I get it. The
I
ghost
feel this
Kristen
and we know what's so about hard. To happen. Like, or Sandoval doesn't know what he's getting. Oh, we do. Bad.
So Kristen walks in her green low-V dress, prom dress, with those black 4-inch heels.
I didn't even notice the heels she was wearing until she left, by the way.
They were huge heels.
They're going
out. These were like big heels.
A strappy, like, it's not even like wedges. Yeah.
No.
Or a block
heel.
Wear
a wedge. Wear a wedge to make it look more casual.
Casual.
Girl.
Yeah. Because like block heels weren't like in yet. That was like that. Those are pretty recent still. That's a more casual heel. Like, she's in a strappy, like, club heel.
This seems normal too, right? She's like, can I come in? And Sandoval's like, sure. All your stuff is on that. That table.
I packaged it all up. Just grab it.
Just take and go, right? So Kristen goes over and she's like, it's so weird. My mail's still here. I changed my address over a week ago.
A week ago.
And Tom's like, you haven't lived here for 6 months.
Oh my God. She starts going through the bag too. Do you notice that? Like,
she's going through her mail.
Pick up the fucking bag and leave.
Tom doesn't want your bills. He doesn't want it. So
and if anything was accidentally in there, you can give it to him at work.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. But no, this is where Tom Sandoval is like, I can see Kristen dressed to the nines. I know her fucking plan. This is insane. Mm-hmm. And Kristen's all mad now. She's got to bring up. She's like, you haven't responded to a single text of mine. And Sandoval's like, what are you talking about? You're here to pick up your mail.
Let me show you the proof.
And thank God for Schwartz being like, just like old times, huh, guys?
Breaking that ice. I love it.
Fuck you, Schwartz. And so Tom's like, hey, just while you're here, because you're clearly not leaving, I would appreciate it if you didn't talk shit to Ariana, which,
you
know, is like,
I take the time to not talk about you or James. Please give me the same respect.
Yeah. Flash to a couple days ago at Gay Pride, where Kristen attacked Ariana while Ariana was just chilling.
Honestly.
So Kristen is like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. You're cheating on her.
Like, I know what it's like to start a relationship happy too. And look where it gets. Like, you're starting also, it off with lies.
We have to bring up my favorite part when she goes, listen, babe. I mean, sorry, Freudian slip. And I was like, I was Tom Schwartz. I was just like, oh, what? I caught
you. Do you think that was kind of on purpose though?
No, I think she said it because it looks worse that it looks more insane. Listen, babe, I mean, and Schwartz freaking out was me. And I don't think it was on purpose, but I think like she thought, I think in her mind, she still thinks her and Tom are going to get together. So
I agree.
Can call him babe.
Yes. I think this shows how much she has not moved on.
Yeah. Oh, I thought like in her head, when she still replays scenario, she's still like, hey babe, how's yes. it going?
This tells me she doesn't call James babe.
No, no.
Like it's not at that level for them. They don't have like, or even any kind of nickname.
Yeah. So this is as awkward as Tom Schwartz gets, though the awkward meter is around this level for sure the whole time. So Kristen's still like, I know you're cheating. And Tom's like, I'm sorry, didn't you fuck Jax on that couch? To which we get Schwartz moving like around.
Itching.
He's like, I don't know where. But Kristen wants Tom to be happy, but doesn't like Ariana. So there are conditions to his happiness, which is awesome. Love that. So Tom then, I think just to make Kristen cry and leave, is like, I'm so happy with Ariana. I don't even know.
I know, but I think he has to like, I don't it's think he love. Wanted to ever do this. Like ever yeah. say like, I'm so happy with her. We're happy. Like, he doesn't want to throw it in her face. That's why, remember back at the OK magazine party, like Ariana was kind of mad at him because he wasn't kind of telling Kristen the truth. And right here, right now, he is telling Kristen the truth, hoping she gets it through her head. We're not getting back together. I'm really happy. We're in a great place. I'm not cheating on Ariana. Like, whatever you're thinking is not happening.
I felt trapped with you.
I don't want to be around you. Is even going above and beyond what he even thinks here with that. I felt trapped with you for 6 years. Cause she says like, how could you be in a relationship with somebody for 6 years if you didn't care about, I don't know what she was saying afterwards, but he was like, I felt trapped. I don't think he felt trapped until like the last year and a half.
I agree. I just think he kind of lost his shit. And
I think he's just throwing things to jab at her to like make her hate him, hopefully.
Just get
and
out.
Like
yeah.
lose the love.
So if we didn't already mention, Kristen is crying through this whole entire thing. She eventually like gets the hint and she's like, then there's nothing left to talk about. Bye, Schwartz. And he's like, see ya later.
This is when I noticed the heels, like the strut out of her little green dress and those black heels. I was like, whoa, honey.
Tom Schwartz is so stressed. He's like, this was so stressful for me. I can't imagine what it was like for you. So then Ariana comes home. T-God, Sandoval is so happy. Schwartz is so happy. He's like a child of divorce where he's like, thank God stepmom came back. I feel better.
Oh my God. He tells Ariana about how he was fake reading his phone and even doing fake thumb motions.
Ariana's like, because he couldn't focus. And Ariana's like, oh, I did. I was playing Candy Crush the whole time.
He was like, I just couldn't. I wanted to pretend I wasn't listening, but I was listening. So
I loved the flashback because Ariana's like, the minute she saw me, she just started fucking crying. And I love the flashback of Kristen wiping a tear.
It was like subtle crying.
There is something about Kristen Doty crying in Tom Sandoval's apartment that cracks me up. I know it's bad. It just cracks me
up. I don't know what it is. I just love how horrible this is, the whole thing, how much Kristen is in love with Tom, how much Tom doesn't care.
Yeah, It's a great storyline. And if we could focus on this a little bit more, that would be fantastic.
Kristen, you can pick up your mail every week for me. I'm cool with it.
I'm sure she's distraught. And part of me is like, oh, Kristen. But also, this makes for the best TV that I could just watch on a reel. Like what scene from Vanderpump lives rent-free in your mind? Mine is the, listen, babe, I mean, like... Every time I'm like, ooh, I love it. I think
this just tells everybody what not to do in a breakup. Ugh,
don't go back to pick up your mail.
I always say this. I don't know if it's on the main episodes or the post show, but don't like show that you care. Like she is showing she cares so much. She should show up looking like
sweatpants.
Shit.
Yeah. Be like, sup. Thanks for the
mail. Your hair can be curled and you can say it's from the night before.
Yeah, because they're gonna then once you leave, they're gonna be like, oh my god, she like didn't even care.
Come in, grab your shit, leave, forget something, so you can come back later. Like that's how you do it.
Yeah, but you don't make it obvious, right? Like, come on, let's play it. Okay, so Schwartz does say that he wanted to call Kristen out because Kristen's been spreading all these rumors. And we do see Kristen at lunch with Stassi saying, I know for sure Tom hooked up with two girls.
Yeah.
Which Tom said he admitted to one. So she is kind of spreading rumors just like Jax. But Schwartz also know that it's Stassi kind of fueling the fire on this one. But, you know, whatever. And so he kind of tells Sandoval and Ariana. And Sandoval's like, let me guess. She was so mad at you. She made you leave her apartment. And it's exactly what happened. Sandoval, I swear to God, Sandoval knows Stassi and Stassi knows Sandoval, but those two can never be friends because they know each other way too well.
I think because their tactics don't work on each other.
Yeah, no, they're both like
Sandoval doesn't really have tactics, but I don't think Stassi likes Sandoval's personality and this and that, but Sandoval knows Stassi's tactics and they don't work on him.
Like if Stassi showed up dressed to the nines, he would have been like idiot, right? He like just knows.
He would have called her out.
Yeah. Okay, so Ariana says Stassi hates Jax, but Jax and Stassi are doing the exact same thing to Katie and Schwartz, just on opposite ends. And this is where I was like, oh my effing God. Oh my effing God, Ariana. This is why Tom is with Ariana. These two read everyone else. Like,
The only thing is, and Schwartz mentioned this at on Gay Pride Day, that like, I think Stassi is doing it out of love for Katie. Yeah. And Jax truly does want to break up like Katie and Schwartz. Yeah. I don't think Stassi wants to break them up. I think she like is very concerned and just a little too aggressive.
Agreed. I think instead, because like you said, Stassi's doing it out of love for Katie. Instead of Jax doing it out of love for Schwartz, he's doing it out of hatred for Katie.
Ooh.
Like he has different, they're both doing the same thing. Just the motive is different.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I agree. On the plus side, though, Katie and Schwartz had good sex.
Woo.
And Ariana and Sandoval are cute. Ariana's just like a cute gal, right? She's just
I love how shy she kind of still is. Like they were talking about Sandoval and Ariana having sex and she's like hides her face.
Like, but he then giggles at her. It's a very cute new thing that I'm enjoying. Yeah. Okay. I'm about it. Now we're at Sir. Someone skateboards right in, but we never find out who, but it's fine.
Okay.
So Natalie and Lisa are cutting flowers and Vale shows up. She's a little late, but it's fine.
It's not, but it's fine.
We get like a fun, like, please don't break the rules, like Kristen, and then a fun montage of all the time Kristen drank at Sir while she was working.
The banging back some drinks. I was like, woof.
Kristen looks so messy this episode. So Vale's like, that's fine. I really don't party too hard because I actually have struggled with substance abuse in the past.
Way this kind of just drops, like Lisa's like wide-eyed, like, oh.
I kind of appreciate it though, because Vale's like very open. She's like, listen, it doesn't define me. I was a young actress on Young.
She follows it up with good information. It was just kind of like a hard drop of like, I have substance abuse issues. Not with alcohol, don't worry. Just the harder stuff.
Yeah, the hard stuff. I was like,
whoa.
Nice.
Tell me more.
So Vale was on The Young and the Restless for 3 years and she really got pulled in the Hollywood lifestyle. Mm-hmm. She's doing drugs and, you know, it just wasn't for her. So she got herself clean and she tries not to surround herself with people who go down the wrong path.
She's strong enough. Great. She's a strong person. Yeah. She can be around it, just not all the time. Why test your boundaries?
Exactly. To which Lisa's like, you should probably stay away from Jax Taylor. You may have heard of him. He was the one trying to get his dick inside of you.
Influence. Oh my God.
That was verbatim from Lisa.
That was not verbatim.
just like a heads up. And Bale's like, yeah, I'm very happy to be sober and move past my issues. Great. Doesn't even comment on the Jax thing, but whatever.
Nope.
So now we're at cake mix. So we're decorating cake.
This is so fun.
It's so nice, right? The three best girlfriends, Christina, Stassi, and Katie, are decorating a cake.
I did notice here is when Kristen and Christina swapped that little, like, basically one, two letters.
Yeah. Kristen, Christina.
This is what we call a Freudian slip.
Haha. So we are making a cake for Peter's birthday, but also we kind of want to eat the cake. So we don't know if Peter will get it, but it's like, fine.
We're designing it for us, what we like, but we're making it for Peter's birthday.
Really quick. Katie, they're like, let's do gold. And Katie's like, what about silver and gold? To which Stassi's like, nope,
no,
we're just doing gold. And I was like, oh, poor Katie.
Like, also, this cake looks so ugly by the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. So they're talking about Vale. They know Vale. They've met Vale. And Christina's like, Vale should know better than to hang out with Sheena. And I was like, this sounds like mean girl shit. You guys just can't.
I know. Especially when Stassi says, if Vale becomes friends with Sheena, like, there has to be something wrong with her.
Well, I also don't like that she's like, you think someone's really cool, and then they get a job at Sir, and you're like, ugh, never mind. And I'm like,
I get this a little bit. Because she's saying, like, oh, like, she said, like, oh, she seemed like the girl who's, like, flying on private jets and, like, doing these grand things. And she has this perception of her. And then it's like, oh, you're working at a restaurant.
You never know what kind of hard times people are falling on. I can't shame anyone. No, I know.
I'm just saying, she just seems like she puts off this air in a great way that, like, Stassi, like, idolized her in a way when she was first introduced to her. And then realizing, like, oh, she's, like, a normal person.
I think Stassi's on her high horse. I think she needs to get the fuck off. She's got to get the fuck off.
Stassi had a really good impression of Vale. And Vale, like, not that Vale was putting on this show, but, like, Stassi made up this, like, amazing life for Vale in her mind. And it was, like, shattered. Don't you ever think, like, people look really cool when you first meet them and they seem like all that and everything? And then you're like, oh.
And then they get a job? Well, just because Vale might be a normal person, but Stassi specifically was like, well, Vale then got a job at Sir, and I was like, oh, now you're not as cool. Yeah, but
she's a hostess at Sir, too.
So Vale maybe needs to pay some bills. I can't. It's the same thing when people put down, like, sex workers and stuff. Like, whatever you got to do for money is what you got to do for money. I don't give a fuck. Do what you got to do,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I think she, like, had this big error that she thought, like, Vale was, like, this
I think Stassi better shut her mouth. Stassi better shut her ass up. Shut your ass up, Stassi.
I'm going to be real honest. I feel this.
I do not. But Stassi is just a mean girl at this point. She is sick and tired of all these disgusting people because they're terrible and they do terrible things.
Yeah, I don't like this.
And Katie is so uncomfortable. I think this is where three people can never be friends because one always gets left out and it's Katie. It's so hard, Katie.
I'm telling you, right, I have dealt with trios my whole life. Like, it does not work. I hate being a part of them. I try and remove myself from them.
Yeah. Oh, Katie just looks so sad. And then Christina, I'm sorry, I gotta give it. I think Christina is a better friend. She asked Katie, she's like, hey, didn't you want a really cute date with Schwartz? What happened? And Katie says it was really nice. They talked a lot. She doesn't want to be an ultimatum girlfriend. Schwartz does know that Jax did wrong, but it's unfair to say that Schwartz can't go where Jax
ever is. Hang out with him.
Yeah.
I think it's like, Stassi's her, like, what she's trying to say.
Stassi's basically like, nope, you should really put that on.
Yeah, like, you guys are both
as a
weak
condition.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She called Katie weak. And I was like, ooh, girl. So Katie,
I think this is very mature of Katie to be like, listen, I can't tell him he can't ever see Jax. That's not realistic either. Mm-hmm. I don't want him hanging out one on one, but, like, I'm realizing, like, what's realistic and what's not.
And I like that Katie said she doesn't want Jax to end their relationship, which is great because that's going to stick it to Jax the most, right? Like, you tried to fucking break us up and you failed, you dumbass, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And Stassi's basically like, you're wrong. You need to ultimatum it. And
you're
making
excuses.
I think Stassi's trying to be a good friend, but this isn't her relationship, right? It comes down to, what does Katie want to do? If she wants to stay in the relationship, then we're all going to live with it. Kind of like Kristen, right? She heard Tom cheated on her. She decided to stay in the relationship. Yeah. And we all just need to shut the fuck up about it.
And there's
it.
Compromises. Like, Katie is making a compromise here in a way, which I think is helpful.
This also means that Katie can't be like, oh, I hate that Tom cheated on me. Like, right? You got to drop it. We're going to move forward. That's what Katie and Jordan are trying to do. Oh, man. So, and Katie says she really cares about her relationship and she really wants to work through it, which I was like, you do it, girl. You do you. So now really quick, 90 seconds of go-karting. It's the Toms. I'm going to call them the Toms. The Toms, like Jax, and Ariana.
I love this group of four, to be honest. It doesn't bother me.
There's a lot of skill in go-karting, Meredith. I don't know how
I feel like I'm like Tom Sandoval. Was like right up. I'm like, I get this. Let's go.
I also agree. I actually in COVID went go-karting with my family.
Did you?
And I was literally like, yeah, my dad was just like, I can beat you. And I was like, get at me. And we were just fighting. I
love this competitive nature. It's like,
I won. It was so much fun. And then we left. So it was just a really quick, it was fun. But, Ariana figures out that they wanted to go-karting because none of them have a valid driver's license.
Which we definitely know Jax doesn't.
Yeah, DUIs, I'm sure.
Actually, no. He probably has a license. He doesn't have car insurance.
Oh, that's right. His dad didn't pay his car insurance. Tom Sandoval, if you remember in season one, Kristen was driving him to work because he had so many parking tickets that he lost his license.
I forgot about that, but that's been like 2 years.
He still hasn't paid those parking tickets. And then Schwartz, do we really think Schwartz can pass the driver's exam?
I bet Schwartz has a driver's license.
He just is high. Like, it's the cool thing to not have one. But, like, if your friends don't have
driver's licenses, it's like, we're all going to ride bikes. You know, like, he's probably just doing what the group does.
Tom Sandoval and Jax Bond, they're like, yeah, man, we don't have valid driver's license. And Schwartz is like, yeah, man, me neither. And, like, highs his. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I technically don't have a driver's license right now. I haven't had one in, like, 5 months.
God.
Oh, I mean, I like am a legal driver. I just lost my driver's license over the summer.
Good times. Okay, so now we're at Katie and Tom's apartment. Tom's just sitting playing with Gordo. Katie and Stassi show up. Hey, how's
looking
it going?
Fire.
Yeah. Hey, Katie's like, hey man, we decorated some cakes. We heard Peter's doing a dude's thing. You're gonna get to eat the cake. And
Jax will be there.
Yeah, Schwartz is like, Jax will be there along with like Shay and Tom and like Peter. And then Stassi lets loose. You shouldn't go because Jax is going to be there.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
You need to stand up for what Jax did to Katie, which I kind of am like, okay, that's the only reason she can be mad is because Jax disrespected Katie, but she should be mad at Jax for that. Right? Like,
she should be coaching Sandoval, like telling him he should have higher standards or like he should be defending his girlfriend. But like her yelling at him is not going to get the result she wants. Also, it's wild to see. I like realize this at the end of the episode when this scene is happening that Katie is silent, Schwartz is silent, and Stassi is just railing. Like they're in a throuple basically, and Stassi's pissed. Like the other two aren't really pissed, they've moved on.
Schwartz tries. He's like, I handled the situation. Cutting out Jax doesn't solve anything. And honestly, I think it would cause more drama. Can you imagine if Schwartz was like, I can't come because I'm not allowed to be where Jax
would
is?
He would be like Kristen trying to take them down.
Yes, they would all hate Katie more, which like is not the point. And then even Schwartz is like, why do we always talk about Jax?
Yeah. Why are we talking about this?
And Stassi's like, cause he's done terrible things. And Schwartz is like, that's fine, but you have these blinders on and anyone who associates with Jax.
He's done terrible things to you.
Yeah. Like we're all moving on. And Katie says at the end, we get an interview and she says she thinks Schwartz should take more responsibility and cutting Jax out would be the best way. Disagree on that part, but you know, whatever.
But that's for Katie to say, not Stassi.
Yes, agree. That's a good point. Very much agree.
Katie can have her opinion and she's clearly like willing to compromise about this. Stassi needs to let it go. Like she can say all these things to like Katie, but to rail at Schwartz, that's not your position.
It's not going to get anywhere. You're not in this relationship.
Unless you're having a one-on-one and you're so concerned about your friend, like you want a one-on-one with Schwartz, fine. Yeah. But like the three of you sitting in a room, no. Mm-hmm. After you just decorated a fucking fabulous fun cake for your friends, like what I are we agree. Doing?
And I think it's important, like, okay, so we see in like next time on, and I'm not really trying to spoil anything, but Katie talks to Lisa and Lisa's like, do you think that Tom would pick Jax or you? And Katie's like, maybe Jax. But I'm thinking about this, right? I think Tom would genuinely be really, really lost and sad without Katie. I don't think he'd pick. I think he'd really try to like make both work. But if I'm Katie, Stassi just left me for 6 months in LA with basically no friends. I don't know how much they were in contact, but like if Stassi was like, it's me or Schwartz, I think Katie would pick Schwartz. So Stassi's got to be careful because she might ruin her relationship with Katie.
I think people always pick the person who's not giving them an ultimatum, in my opinion.
True.
Because yeah, you're usually, when somebody gives you an ultimatum, you're like, what the fuck?
Fuck makes you. Yeah.
Pissed at them. And it's like, you're choosing to walk away. Like you're the one who's giving the ultimatum. I'm not playing this game.
Very true.
Like I'm trying to put myself in like ultimatum situations. And like the minute somebody presents me with an ultimatum, I will probably say, fuck you.
Same actually, because
even if that person was right, I'd be like, how dare you? Like, no.
So I think Stassi needs to be very careful because I think she's really going to push Katie away.
I agree.
Like, I think it's just heading that way. So next time, Jax is trying to sleep with Vale, but Vale doesn't see it. She just sees like a sweet guy. Katie thinks Schwartz would pick Jax over her. So they go to counseling. Great. Sandoval doesn't want to talk to James, mostly because Kristen is like right there. And we don't want that. And Tom and James do argue mostly about their hair.
Love it.
I love it. I can't wait. Okay.
I have mine. I wrote mine out.
Okay. Go first on whichever one you want.
Which one do you want?
I will come up on the spot with either.
All right. Let's do blocked.
Okay. Who are you blocking?
I'm blocking Kristen.
Nice.
But like with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Because I loved this for the drama of the show. But like, Kristen.
Kristen.
Like four really? Things.
Really,
this
Kristen?
Episode. Like, oh, honey.
I love it.
I need some help.
It. Yeah.
I don't want to relive everything I already just said, but like.
No. It was a mess. Right? It was just
super. Oh my God. Mess. Just that outfit alone just gets you blocked.
Even the Bravo producers coming up with that montage of Kristen drinking. Kristen didn't even do that this season, and it's still a mess. It's just all a mess.
Shooting back those drinks. Like
it's good.
It's a love to hate
it's good.
Block. Love to hate here. Like, really here for it.
I don't think I can block Kristen because I loved it so much. Okay, I get why you're blocking Kristen, but I personally can't. I need this more. It. Okay, I think I'm gonna
I want to, you know what I want to do? I want to not follow her, but I want her public profile to be open so I can go watch it anytime.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Okay, I think, and I know he wasn't even a main player in this episode, but so much drama, I'm gonna block Jax. I think this dude is so fucking... Oh, he's like infuriating all the time. I guess his only two parts were hitting on Vale and
he has a girlfriend. Like he actively said he wants to sleep with her.
Straight up trash. And telling Tom Schwartz he's got to check out Vale, which Tom Schwartz is like, you put me on a leash. But basically, you got to know all this drama is mainly because of Jax. Jax is the enemy.
But him saying like, I'm tired of being blamed for like other people's problems.
Suck it, Jax.
Well, when you're the cause of the problem.
I can't. This man. I love how Kristen and Jax, like, if you don't know who to block, one of these is a safe bet because they probably did something.
They're both a mess. They probably did something wrong in the episode.
Yeah. Who are you accepting? Let's accept people into our lives.
This is probably, it's going to be kind of like that Stassi one where you're like, I accept that you're accepting her, but I don't agree. I'm accepting Schwartz.
Oh, no, I agree. I love that. Okay. I love that.
Because he had some great things. One, love the date with Katie. I think this was some real progress. I think they're really actually communicating. We have not really seen them yell at each other. Like, they've each yelled, but not truly at each other. I love that he showed up, gave her flowers, because we talked about this last episode. This is what he should do. And I honestly didn't even remember he did this. He showed up, gave her flowers, and was planning on leaving anyways. He was not planning on taking Katie, so he crushed that. That's what we said guys should do in this situation. Mm-hmm. Him and Katie went to dinner. He worked at Pump, still got, in a sense, hired for the special occasions. Again, he's on that, like, extra list. And I feel like he actually handled Sassy pretty well in the end.
100%. So I'm gonna, ours really go well together. I'm gonna accept Katie. Yeah. I think she is handling this like a complete adult. I think she realized that her relationship to her is more important. And though other people might think that she should break up with Schwartz or make him super work for it, I don't think that's the adult thing to do. And I think Katie agrees and realizes that overall, this is her most important person and she's gonna work towards that and try and move on. I love that she is just kind of being like, I don't mind that you messed up as long as we move forward and we're honest from here. I love it. I feel so bad about her getting like constantly berated by Stassi. And I need Katie to just punch the air above her and be like, this is my life and no one can tell me what to do. And I'm just waiting for her to break through. So I'm going to support her until she does.
You know what? Stassi keeps saying she needs to like stand up to Schwartz and Jax, but like Katie also needs to stand up to Stassi.
Katie's about to stand up to everyone and go, if you like it, you can stay. If you don't, you can leave it.
We like that energy.
I love Katie's energy. This would be me. I'm such a Katie stan this season.
Me too. She's brunette. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She got rid of the orange hair. I think that's it, right?
Yeah. Great.
Be sure to join our Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram at VanderPasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/VanderPasta. Check out our summer house podcast. Ooh. I'm going to keep doing that. Summer is fun. When
you're two seltzers in, that's what happens.
I'm going to watch a true crime documentary now. summer is fun. It's happening now. We love summer house. Hooray. We also love you more than a bottle of vodka.